Iran's hardline president surprised many of his country's soccer fans last month when he announced that women would be allowed to attend men's soccer matches, something that had previously been forbidden. Some observers think he was trying to gain the support of moderates in order to build national unity amid increasing international pressure over Iran's nuclear program. But then Iran's supreme leader forced the president to reconsider his decision. Roxana Sabiri reports from Tehran.
The president's spokesman said Mahmoud Ahmadinejad decided to reverse his decision after the supreme leader called on him to consider the views of Iran's religious leaders. Some of the country's top clerics and lawmakers had criticized the president's announcement. They said that a woman looking at the body of a male stranger at games like this one earlier this year would violate Islamic law. Women can watch soccer broadcast on Iranian TV, and they can attend basketball and volleyball matches, even though they too involve men dressed in shorts. So soccer fan Arafat Elyasi was thrilled when the president announced that women would be allowed to attend men's soccer games. But now she thinks it will be even harder than before for women to break the gender barrier.
It would have been better if the president didn't announce it in the first place. Now if we want to go to the stadiums, they'll say you're destroying religious laws. We women would have found a way to go ourselves.
Some critics of the president's decision also said a Muslim woman's dignity would be threatened at soccer games that can get out of control. The spectators at men's soccer games can get pretty rowdy. They often throw food and insults around. But the president had said the best stands should be given to women and families, and that their presence would promote chastity. Some sports journalists, like Saeed Alipour Husseini, agree. He reports for Iran's Sports World weekly magazine.
You know, when women are present, the men are more polite. In every aspect of our social life, women are present. So they can be present in the stadiums as well.
Still, not all women feel they've been missing out at the stadiums. Some, like 23-year-old Hasti Amini, say they prefer to watch the games on TV.
If I was able to go to the stadium, I wouldn't, because I don't like the atmosphere over there. It's so crowded, and I think it's even dangerous. Watching the football game at the television is really better, because you can see the slow motion, and it's clearer than at a very big stadium.
And some men here argue women should not be allowed to attend men's soccer games because men cannot go to women's matches. At this recent women's soccer game, only women were allowed in, even though both the Iranian and German teams covered their hair and bodies with what Iran considers proper Islamic clothing. Masouma Rezazadeh is a player on Iran's women's national team. She said she didn't want to see tensions building over a sport that can bring people together. She said, if they say we can go to men's soccer games, we'll go. If not, we'll watch them on TV. She added, we just want to play soccer and enjoy the sport we love. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.